We're going to talk about an issue of boasting or an issue of pride today. And we're going to read from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And while some of you are still getting there, I'm just going to say a short introduction here. We're going to talk about an issue of pride, like I said. And we don't have to look far to look for proud people, look for boastful people. Our culture is really based on pride. It is based on a sense of self-worth. In fact, our American culture views this sense of pride as a good thing. It really is not, but our culture views it as that. I'm sure you've heard people tell you or tell others, you let yourself be boss, don't you have a sense of pride? People view pride as a positive thing nowadays. They're proud of all kinds of things. They're proud of their accomplishments, no matter how small or how great. They're proud of their places of residence or places of birth. Certain residents of certain countries think that they're more full of goodness, full of honor than others. American thinks that they're more refined than the Japanese. Japanese think that they're more honorable than others. Of course, we know that Ukrainians are the best, but that's another story. I'm just kidding. People are proud of their neighborhoods that they live in. I'm sure people in Beverly Hills think that they're more refined than people in South Central, where I went to school. And people in South Central obviously think that they're tougher and thus better than people in Beverly Hills. People are proud of their character, no matter how ungodly it may be. I heard a man say once, "No, I'm not changing. I'm just kind of stubborn like that." This guy was proud of being stubborn. People are proud of their sin. In the city of San Francisco, there are regular parades where people parade around exhibiting their lifestyle of sin, and they're proud of that. We like to boast in different things. People boast in all kinds of things. Some boast in their education. Some boast in their earnings, their investments. People even boast in things that they have not done yet in their plans. People boast in how great their kids are. Those of us that don't have kids boast in how great our dogs are, our pets. Now, some may say to me, you know what, this is not amongst Christians. This is only in the godless culture spearheaded by Washington, D.C. Right? Well, you know what, you're wrong. Because boasting is also prevalent among those that claim to be children of God. I saw an interview on TV just the other day, the day before New Year's, where a representative of a church from Orange County was being interviewed. And so what happened is this church was sending people to Africa to do humanitarian work. Great stuff. Good. They were bringing foods, medicines, other necessities, basic necessities to these indigenous populations of Africa. Now what this man said kind of puzzled me. When he was interviewed, he said that after he's been there three or four times, I forget, he said he had a sense of pride because he saw how they were changing people's lives for the better. That puzzled me. Some people boast in their piety, their humbleness. I guess we can call this the classic holier-than-thou attitude. I've been saved for 30 years. I'm a strong Christian. People boast in their piety. How does God view pride? He hates it. He really does. In fact, in Proverbs 8:13, he says, "I hate pride." It doesn't get any clearer than that. God says, "I hate pride." Why does he hate pride? Simply because pride robs God of glory and ascribes it to man. In 1 Corinthians 4:7, Paul writes to Corinthians, he says, "What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" How can I boast in my earnings when it is God that gives me power to make wealth? How can I boast in my public speaking, my eloquence, when God is the one that makes mute, he makes speaking, he makes deaf, or he makes hearing? God calls pride a sin. He calls it unrighteousness. In fact, that's exactly what it does in Proverbs 21:4. He says, "Proud heart is a sin." Did you know that first sin ever was pride? Remember, Lucifer wanted to be like God, but God punished him for it. One could say that pride is really at the heart of every other sin. Think about it this way. God says, "Obey me," and we disobey. That means we put our desires, our wishes, above God's commands. That's called pride. And so with that in mind, let's come to our passage here in Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Jeremiah says here, "Thus says the Lord, Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, of what? That he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Now this passage starts with, thus says the Lord. What exactly does that mean? Well, it means exactly what it says. Thus says the Lord. That means we better listen. These are the direct words of God. Now, this doesn't mean that this is a more or less important passage than, for instance, Acts or the Gospel of John or Genesis. It is equally the Word of God. But what this should do, whenever we see thus says the Lord, what this should do to us is it should be a reminder, or rather not a reminder, and a huge exclamation point. This should scream out from the page. Pay attention. This is God speaking. This is God's Word. If you miss anything, don't miss this. You see, God's Word is not like my speech. When God speaks, it's not like when I'm speaking. God created with His Word. He upholds all things with His Word. His Word is faithful. His Word is effective. His Word is truth. It is infinitely powerful. And so when God speaks, we better listen in reverence. And therefore, thus says the Lord. Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Our society today is very educated. We got PhDs all over the place. We got people with all kinds of education, master's degrees, MDs, a few DDSs. People call themselves scientists. There's discoveries all over the place. Technology is really mind-boggling. This new iPod phone, that really blows my mind how it works. You touch, instead of touching buttons, you touch the screen and it works. In other words, our society is very educated, very used to technology. And yet God says here, do not boast in your smarts. Don't even think about it. Now some may say, why not? I studied. I paid for my schooling. I learned. I went to school. I worked really, really, really hard. I have to keep learning to keep my credentials. Why shouldn't I be proud of that? Why can I not boast? Simple answer, because God gives us ability to learn. Now, even then, if somebody is really smart, they're a genius, that has absolutely no bearing on their relationship with God. In 1 Corinthians 1:26, Paul writes to Corinthians, consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. You see, genius has absolutely nothing to do with knowing and pleasing God. And so we cannot really boast in our smarts because God gives us a learning mind. Have you ever noticed that some people learn things really easily? They pick things up just like that. And others really struggle. God gives ability to learn to some. He doesn't to others. Now this passage here, I also believe that it speaks more of spiritual wisdom. Knowledge of God. Why am I saying that? Well, if you read the whole of chapter 9, a whole chapter 9 talks about impending judgment and punishment upon Israel. And all of a sudden, you get verse 23 and 24. In the whole of chapter 9 here, God is telling Israel, you guys are in trouble. You guys better repent. You guys better teach your women how to wail because there's distress and death coming. And then all of a sudden, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom and so on and so forth, but let him who boasts boast of me that he understands and knows God. From that context, we can perceive that what God is saying here to Israelites is the only thing that can save them from impending judgment and punishment is a true knowledge of God. Especially verse 24 attests of that when God says that I am the God that exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. And the one that boasts in something should boast in knowing that I do those things. And so it is talking about spiritual wisdom. Now obviously the recipients of this prophecy here, the locals, the Israelites, they had head knowledge only. They had intellectual knowledge only. They did have Torah. They did have Psalms, I'm sure, maybe some other writings of earlier prophets. But they had intellectual knowledge only. Their hearts were not transformed. Otherwise, Jeremiah wouldn't have to write this. The point is, we're also talking about here spiritual wisdom. Now, can anybody boast in spiritual wisdom? Absolutely not. Proverbs 2:6 says, the Lord gives wisdom. You know who wrote Proverbs? Solomon wrote Proverbs. The wisest man, or the second wisest, Jesus Christ was the wisest, the second wisest man in the whole of history. And he says, the Lord gives wisdom. And so let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not a mighty man boast of his might. Now, whether this is talking about physical might, meaning health, or dominion, meaning authority over other people, or both, is absolutely irrelevant. Because you know what? God is the source of both. Let's talk about physical might or health. I'm going to give you three quotes here. You need to look these up. I'm just going to tell you where they are. First one is Exodus 15:26. It says, God is reminding Israelites, he says, I, the Lord, am your healer. God is in charge of our health. In Deuteronomy 32:39, God says, it is I who put to death and I give life. I have wounded and it is I who heal. And there is no one who can deliver from my hand. And one more quote is from Psalm 103, verse 3, Lord heals all your diseases. And so we see that God is in charge of our health. People brag about their weight training, about their exercise. I like to exercise personally. There's nothing wrong with that. People admire athletes. There's nothing wrong with exercising, but with what attitude are we doing our weightlifting or our running, whatever it is that we do? Are we exercising with thoughts, I'm bulletproof, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting better? Or are we exercising and thinking, Lord God, I thank you for giving me strength to lift those weights, to swing those arms? I pray that you make me stronger physically so I can serve you with more vigor. The whole point is that health is from the Lord, and we need to be mindful of that. Now let's talk quickly about dominion or authority over other people. That too comes from God. I would like to demonstrate that with an account of an event that happened in the life of a very great man. That man was a leader, president or king, whatever you want to call him, of a great empire, Babylonian Empire. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. This is written in Daniel chapter 4. I'm just going to paraphrase that. Nebuchadnezzar was walking around in his palace. He was looking about his palace, thinking about his vast kingdom, and he said to himself, Nebuchadnezzar, you are so great. You have this great kingdom, you have this glory, you have this authority. And then the voice came from heaven, Nebuchadnezzar, you did not give glory to God. You're going to be taught a lesson. And so God taught him a lesson. That lesson contained grass-only diet for 7 years until Nebuchadnezzar learned that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes, Daniel 4:32. How can I boast in my health, in my exercising, when I know that God gives me health? How can I boast in my position over others, whether it's at work, at home, in community, when I know that God placed me there? I'm going to stop right here, and we'll pick it up, Lord willing, next time, and we'll take a look at Let Not a Rich Man Boast of His Riches, and also verse 24. May the Lord bless His Word in our hearts. Amen.